about Jesus, what we have to understand is that our body is a vessel. And a vessel is just something that you pour something through, but the vessel doesn't retain anything. It has to let go. And the truth of the matter is, in order for speed to pick up going through a vessel, you have to ensure that even though it begins really, really big, but at the end of it, it kind of narrows down. You start off with a lot of friends, but at the close of the day, you only got a few that are still standing. God is removing some people and some stuff out of your life because God needs to talk to you.
Yes.
And so sometimes in life, God will take you and he will isolate you just so you can listen. Because in the midst of a lot of people and a lot of good times, we really don't hear God. Because I really don't need to pray that hard, that sincere, that long, and I really don't need to fast because my account is looking okay, my relationship is okay, my children is okay, everything is okay, and so I'll walk by God and whisper something to him as though he's satisfied, and God is saying, I want some time, I want some relationship, and so God says, I'll take you and set you aside, remove everybody out of your life so that I can get your attention.
All right, he'll do it.
Why me, God?
Oh, yeah.
Why and not? He's saying, I got a purpose for you. Every person in here tonight, listen. God has a purpose for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Every single person in here tonight,
thank you, Lord.
God has a purpose for you.
Thank you, Lord.
No one can do what you do the way that you do it. And because God saw fit, he allowed you to come here because what you have is needed in this house.
Amen.
You ever go to a church or go somewhere and say, man, if they had that, it really would be going on. What you see, God is not teasing you. He allows you to see because he wants you to stand in the gap. Because you got it, so put it to work. No longer say what needs to be done. Say, I got it, I see it, and I'm going to step into it. All of us is part of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And so because we're all are part of the kingdom of God, all of us are important to God. We may have different functions, different responsibilities, but we have the same power because we're calling upon the same God. But God sometimes will have to bring us down in order for us to listen. One of the most powerful things in the Bible is submission. Ooh, don't say that word.
Yes, Lord.
Because instantly we go to the woman has to submit to the man. But the man is just the Lord of everything. No, 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 no. That's not what we're talking about. Yes, that is part of it. But what I look like submitting to you and you all down on Jones Street in the club. Do you really think I'm going to submit to you? Do you really think I'm going to come under that foolishness and what you've given out? So you got to be in a place in order for somebody to submit to. God begins to move. And when God begins to move, he begins to take people and he sets you aside. Because you're sanctified. In other words, God says you have a special or a holy purpose in life. And so these three Hebrew boys, all about their business, not bothering anyone, not concerned about anything. They're just doing that thing. And because of the time, the area that they're in, they find themselves in captivity. Captivity doesn't mean anything unless you really, really, really found yourself tied up in a situation. I'm talking about really tied up. When the friend couldn't help you, when the checkbook couldn't help you, when nobody can help you. When you find yourself tied up in something and God mess around and release you, oh, you got a good praise then. Because you know nobody did it but God. Have you ever found yourself tied up in something, locked up in something, and folk know all your business, didn't even know your name, they just knew your situation. Here comes Miss Jones, I'm sorry, here comes Miss Capture, and they stop calling you by your name, start calling you by your situation, and then you start answering to it.
All right, now.
My God.
The three Hebrew boys.
Yes, Lord.
They find themselves in captivity.
Yes.
Sometimes when people want you to disobey God, It's because you are obeying him. What people will always try to do is to trip you up. I want you to look at verse number 21. You see verse number 21? I want to show you something. Tonight I'm going to deal with, here in Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse number 21, I'm going to deal with four D's. Four D's we're going to deal with tonight. Somebody read verse number 21, please.
Then these men were bound in their coats, their hoses, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace.
Now listen to this. These guys were taken, and they all their clothes on. It even says their hoser is dealing with their underwear. Everything was on. And they were bound, they were tied up, and they were cast into the fire. Have you ever felt like somebody had you locked up in a heated situation? A heated situation is one of those situations where you're wrong and you got caught. I don't know if I have the conscience, watch this, to really pray to God, because I know that I was wrong. And so what Satan will tell you is don't pray, because you know he won't answer because you were wrong. That's the time you really need to pray. Because I really, really was wrong. I really, really got caught. And I really realized that you got to get me out.
All right.
So the first D that we deal with is divine. And that is to understand that God allowed it to happen. Now, these three boys was doing God's business, but they found themselves in a divine place. Now, notice I begin tonight by talking about the first point, being in a divine place. Because sometimes when we get caught up in something, we say, I shouldn't have been there. Baby, the only reason you there is because God allowed you to go there. God knew where you were going, and it was okay with him that you went there, because what the enemy meant for evil, God gonna turn that thing around, and he's gonna get the glory out of it. It's a divine place that you're in. Whatever is divine also has the presence of God there. What you're going through, God is allowing it to happen. These boys wasn't doing anything wrong, but God is allowing them to go through something because he has a divine plan. In other words, God is saying, I need you. Watch this. I need you because I can trust you in the heat of a storm or in the heat of a matter, because I know it doesn't matter how hot it gets, you still gonna have character. See, that's what the whole story is all about. And that is, in the midst of these boys going through something, they still walk in the image of God. I wonder how many of us are fainting when the heat is on. I wonder how many of us is we're just trading places with the devil. We're just giving up, and we're just acting like the world when we begin to go through something, instead of standing in character, standing in integrity. That's when you have to stand. Close your Bible if you want to. Show me a Christian any day. Don't read me something in the Bible. Let me see you doing it. You see, anybody can read it, anything, but I need to see your actions. That's what the world is waiting on, is to see us doing what God is calling us to do.
All right, man.
A divine place they found themselves in. Verse number 22. Somebody read, please.
Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Now, we're not even talking about God anymore in verse number 22. We're talking about the king, what he wants. There's some stuff that you're going through in life. Point number two, distraction. I told you earlier Satan can't stop you. And so he allowed a little fire to start over here. So you looking over here, but you're missing your blessings over here. Don't be distracted by the little things that is going on in your life. So what if you don't have all the money to pay your bill? You can turn the light off and God will put me somewhere that is full of light. I don't care about that. God is. He's everything. He's my provider. He's my rock. He's my salvation. He's my grace. He's my all in all. But we're distracted by little things. Don't worry about the little stuff. The stuff that really doesn't make a difference. Oh, you got a pick slip. So what? Fire me. I don't care. Heaven or hell. You can't put me in hell. I'm still serving God. And as long as I'm serving God, he's going to make a way somehow. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he's going to make a way. Don't get caught up in the distractions of life. The king is concerned about his order. Now, what he is concerned about is to make sure folk know who he is. You got some of them in your life. Every time opportunity presents themselves, they got to tell you their title and their educational background and where they train and where they work and this and that. You know what? I don't care about any of that stuff. And I'm glad God doesn't care about any of that stuff. What God cares about is our relationship that you have with him. And if you have the right relationship with him, and he gonna have that relationship with you, all of your inabilities, he allows you to begin to step over all that stuff. Yeah, that's just a distraction. I see that thing right there. But God is ordering my steps, and I can't step right there because God is ordering my steps. No, I don't have an education, so I can't put that right there. I'm going to put here, and God's going to give you some favor over here because he's ordering your step. You got to know that God has a master plan for your life, and nothing and no one can stop you but you. Don't be distracted. Read the next verse, please.
And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Now listen. They find themselves being tied up.
All right.
They're dropped off in the fire.
Yeah.
And when they dropped off in the fire, then here comes somebody reminding them what the king said or what they did. I don't need you to tell me what I did. I was there. I planned the thing out. I don't need all of that. But here comes somebody. You know this and know that. Yeah, I know that. You see, but you have to be careful about people because people will run to you. The next point, point number three, is this. When they run to you and they come to you, the three Hebrew boys find themselves in the fire. You got to guard yourself that you don't get depressed while you're going through something. Oh no. I'm in the church and I can't get depressed. Stop lying. See, it's depression. It's a spirit. And it's in the church as well. And we need to quit lying to folks. Come on, oh, I'm just blessed and highly favored. Baby, I'm blessed and highly favored and still have some days. I'm not depressed. I'm under depressor. I have some days in my life. And we need to quit acting like we got it all together, all going on. You are lying. We have those days in life and that's all right. When you are weak, you open the door for grace. Because as long as you think you got it going on, grace don't need to come to your house because you already got it. See, grace come where you need it and you don't deserve it. And you jacked up and you can't get out of the situation. And then here come grace come. Grace knocked and said, baby, here I am. God sent me to give you peace in the midst of a storm. God sent me so I can keep your mind so that you're not depressed in the midst of going through something. These boys could have got depressed and say, forget about God. Forget about being faithful. I'm away from my home. Don't nobody know me here. I can sell out and nobody will know.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of reminds you of church folks, though. God knows. And God always sees. In the midst of you going through something, you got to guard yourself because depression can sit in. And when depression sits in, then your mind is gone. And then you can no longer focus on God. Because now the little things you begin to focus on, what you focus on, you begin to feed. And so the little bill that is 5 days behind becomes a monster and you're focusing on. You got to be careful what you focus on. That's why the Bible says, but seek ye first. Seeking means to focus on God. Seek first the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is not a place. The kingdom of God. God, you tell me what to do in this mess. Because I know you can turn it around in a minute. I know it's a bad situation, but I've called on you before and you have the power to turn it around. Something about your relationship with me. Something that when I call you in the late night hour, you show up in my life and you give me an answer. And the next thing I know, where I was going through something, feeling half depressed, now I find myself in a place to be blessed.
All right,
read the next verse, please. Verse 24.
And Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste and spoke, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? Then answered and said unto the king, they answered and said unto the king, true, O king.
Watch this. Verse number 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar,
all right, man,
represents the navies in your life.
That's right.
Some folk, when you need something, they say maybe.
Maybe.
Nebuchadnezzar represents those folks who says maybe. No, I'm not going to do it. I know you're hungry, but I'm going to pray for you.
That's right.
I just came back from the grocery store, but I'm going to pray for you. Y'all got to excuse me, but I don't need your prayer when me and my child or children is hungry. I need some groceries. Don't jump spiritual on me. Just help me with what I need. Don't give me a verse right now. I don't need your verse. I believe in it, but I got a physical side, and I'm hungry right now. I'm going through something, and I don't need to know about your pay raise and all the extra money that you got. All I need is $20 to keep the lights on. So don't tell me God will make a way. I want you to be God Jr. in this situation and allow him to use you. Nebuchadnezzar the king, he was just astonished, and he rose up in haste quick, and he spake and he said to his counselors, he says to them, he says, did not we cast 3 men bound, they were tied up, into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered back and said, lo, wait a minute. I see 4 men loose. Now, 3 was tied up. Now, 4 loose. Point number 4 is this tonight. God is a delivering God. I know you may find yourself in something, but God is a delivering God. He's not a delivering God where he'll necessarily send something your way. I love God because he'll step in your mess with you and say, I don't care how you got here. I'm God. I'm right by your side. And even if you fall out, you need to know, baby, you can get on my shoulder. Isn't it amazing that God will always get in your stuff? He's a delivering God. He's a delivering God. He says, now it's 4 men that are loose and they're just walking around having a good time in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. God knows where you are. He knows everything that is upon you. He knows where he's taking you. And he knows how much you can take. In the midst of going through something, stop fighting. I'm a country boy. Love horses. You get on a wild horse and he wants to buck and buck and buck and buck. And so you have to ride him and break him in. And you, when you start going through a fire, God says, we're just bucking and bucking and bucking. And God says, I'm going to let trouble sit on you until you humble down. When you humble down, you still got the same horsepower, the same power, but it becomes meekness, which is power under control. I still got my mind going through this fire. Now I got some meekness on top of it because I know the God that I serve any day now, he's a delivering God. Have you ever tried God going through something? Have you ever found yourself stuck in something? Have you ever found yourself need somebody to pull you out? And nobody was there, and God said, I'll do it myself. He wrapped himself up in a body, came down to this earth, and says, I'll be the savior of mankind. He's a delivering God. Now watch this in closing. Verse number 27. Verse number 27 says, everybody is looking at the three Hebrew boys, and at the close of the day, here they are. Don't look like where they've been. Don't smell like what they've been in. And everybody, you got to get this in verse number 27. All of the educated folk is looking.
All right now.
Kids, what did they expect? Did they really think that God was going to leave his children in the fire? No. Your daddy is a provider. Your daddy says, when you're in the midst of something, I'm in the midst of something. Your enemies want to see you fail. But you keep getting up time after time. And they keep looking at you, and you need to now look back at them and say, what did you expect? Right. Did you really think that was going to stop me? Did you really think that was going to make me have a bad day because you don't like me and you're not paying my bills? Do you really think that I'm concerned about what you think about me? You got to get beyond folks sometimes in life, because people will kill you and they'll bury you and tell you in the name of Jesus how much they love you. God is a delivering God. God takes these three boys, allow them to be in a divine place. They're going through something, not because they did something wrong, but because they're in the will of God, and destructions come. And God says to them, don't look at that. And don't allow yourself to get depressed as you're going through. What you got to remember about God, or better yet, what you got to know about him, is that at the close of the day, he's a delivering God. I don't have to ask you, do you believe that? Because you're here right now.
Yes, Lord.
I'm wise enough to know you didn't get here by yourself. God delivered you. Because if you're over two, you've been through something in life. God delivered you. You had some good days and some bad days, and God still delivered you. You had some days where you cried all day and all night, but God delivered you. You see, when God says it's time to move, you got to understand that God is going to come get his children. And when God comes to rescue his children, he's delivering you. And when he delivers you, you don't know, you no longer look like where you came from. Folks say, I thought you was in the crack house. I was, but I don't look like that. You gotta know that I'm looking like the fourth one that showed up in the fire, because you got an anointing upon your life. You got glory upon your life. That's why you don't look like where you've been. That's why you all been through something, but you're still looking good, still smiling, still serving God. What they expected is not as important is what you expect.
That's right.
In your storms tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
In closing, what do you expect?
All right, man.
The storm starts. Man, this thing is going to kill me. And God always answers your prayer, so he allows it to kill you. And you go to the doctor and say, man, I just feel like it's going to be a bad report. Cancer it is. And you go to the bank and they say, credit just messed up. And that's what you said. They ain't going to prove it. And there's no favor of God upon my life. And they tell you what you told God.
That's right.
They tell you what you told God. God deals with the heart of a man. The heart of a man. It's not based off qualification, resumes, and credit reports or any of that. The favor of God is upon your life. The favor of God is upon your life. And because the favor of God is upon your life, everything that you went through that was bad, you thought was bad, it was in His divine plan. It was in His divine plan. But if I put that on this paper, now you become distracted. Favor still. Man, it's not going to work. I'm getting depressed. But if you change your thought, God will deliver you. It's the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Not what they thought. What you think. When you're going through something.
Lord, thank you.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, Lord.
What do you say to yourself? I'll never get out of this situation. I'll never pay that credit card off. I'll never get married. Nobody will ever love me. What do you say? What do you say? Change your thoughts. Change your thoughts. And God will change what you manifest in your life. Have you been blessed tonight?
Amen.